Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur here. So excited to be able to have you on today because I've got a wonderful guest by the name of Jen Fitzgerald that I'm going to introduce in just a moment. Now, as a reminder, please visit us at www.moneyripples.com. Check out some really cool stuff we got there. We've got some new blogs. We're revamping our site right now, so we're getting some really neat things that I'm excited about this year, especially this year of 2015. We're having some really cool stuff happening right now. And so check that out. Check out our events. We got events happening all the time. And so check that out. I'd love to be able to meet you face-to-face, not just have you over the airways. I'd love to serve you any way I can, but love to have you there face-to-face too. So I want to talk about our guest today, which is Jen Fitzgerald. Now, Jen is the creator of the Client Angel, which is an awesome tracking system that we'll talk about here later. But her big specialty is to be able to help build relationships and follow through with people. I mean, how much do we need follow through these days, right? I mean, that's the one skill that you see people lack so much. And she's the master at this. Trust me, she's used it on me. I know. I'll tell you, yeah, not only she do that, but she helps business owners, help them attract and retain more customers, grow their businesses, and be able to have more freedom in their lives, which is what we're all about. Because this show, we're all about how to create more freedom, you know, both not just in the future, but right now, today. And she helps you do that with some of the proven strategies she has and systems that you have in place to be able to get more referrals, more business, and more money and more cash flow so you can have more freedom in your life. So, and I'll tell you just from a personal level that Jen is a very sincere, wonderful person. So grateful that our mutual friend Emily Shoup connected us together because she is an amazing person, and you're going to find that out in the next few minutes. So, Jen, welcome.
Thank you so much. What a great introduction. I really appreciate it. And feeling is mutual. Like, I know since we've been chatting on the phone and talking and stuff, yeah, I mean, just the sincerity that comes from you is inspiring. So thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. No, I appreciate it. Now, I think this is great because you have such a unique niche, such a great, you know, great content and things to offer people. And I know our listeners will be very blessed to hear from you today, especially with the topic of really being able to help, you know, have some time structure, but also be able to have that ability to follow up and not, you know, kill yourself doing it, not feel overwhelmed doing it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Jen, you know, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, so when I first started, I was in direct sales and really kind of doing the whole following what the company told me to do, doing all the good follow-up and everything. And, you know, what I found was I was running out of time, just like I know everybody does. You know, I'm a mom. I have two kids. I was working full-time. I coached my daughter's basketball team in the evening. So time was not something that I had a ton of. And I wanted to be really efficient and effective in how I managed that time. And so I was kind of rolling along. And what I found was as I was growing my business, I really wanted to do more of the personal follow-up and the personal interaction with my customers, because those that I was doing that with were really, they were buying more from me. They were referring me to their friends. And it really felt good on my end too, to build that relationship and not just feel like I was constantly selling them something. So, I built the Client Angel to kind of help me manage all of my follow-up and my business building relationships, all of that kind of stuff, and to manage, you know, all of my customers as well. And it really, having a system in place and having myself a little more organized and learning some really fun ways to do follow-up with my customers that cut down on how long it actually took to do the follow-up really helped me manage my time and grow my business. So, I mean, I'm all about getting things done quickly, but really doing it in an effective way.
No, I love that you said that. I mean, because really following up with people is really a huge investment of time. It really is. And I know I try to, it's funny because a lot of people think I'm untouchable, but I try to do everything possible to keep, you know, that personal relationship still there, that I'm not unreachable, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, when you're trying to follow up, I mean, there's so many things to remember, and I know sometimes like I'll forget to write it down, so the next thing you know, I'm out running and I remember, oh shoot, I should reach out to this person. I'm thinking, well, when I get back home in front of my computer, I'll send them an email. And that's like 3 days later, I remember again, I actually sent an email, right?
Right.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, I've noticed that in business, speed is of the essence. Like,
yes.
It's not just about what you do. It's how fast you implement and how fast you take action. And there really is a multiplier effect of the speed versus the results. Have you seen that to be true as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you can throw in, like, just a little bit of, like, sincerity and being genuine behind all of that speed and effectiveness, you really have, like, that triple threat, you know? I mean, it's just it kind of all comes together.
Yeah, you don't want to make it seem like there's a robot coming out of you, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So how do you manage that all? I mean, with the time, I mean, because we have people on here from different walks. Some people are full-time in their business. Some people are part-time. Some people are full-time mothers and then overtime business owners. I mean, you know, how does it all work?
Yeah. So just the way I do it, which is usually the only way I know how to tell people, and then you kind of pick up things that work for yourself and your own life. But, you know, I use the client angel, but what it does for me is it tells me every morning based on the information I put into it, what kind of follow-up I need to do with each person. And so usually in about 15 or 20 minutes in the morning, I can get all of my follow-up done, all of my relationship building done, any other kind of things that I need to get done that it's, you know, sent an email to me and tell me what to do. But, you know, there's so many like cool ways to do that good follow-up based on the stuff that you need to do with people. And I really try to teach people to implement both the personal and the business relationship follow-up. So not only, you know, telling them about what you have to offer and a little bit about your business and sales and specials you have going on, but then also finding out a little bit about them so that you can then implement some of the personal follow-up in between those business follow-ups. So it's not always, you know, trying to get them to buy something from you, but you're also giving back to them as well, which is really crucial to get that, you know, to get that repeat business coming back to you.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's almost like it's like your own, you know, I mean, I know with me, I'm very resistant to having a boss.
Yes.
It's kind of like that little, you know, that little whisper in your ear saying like, hey, by the way, here, we need to do this today. And you invest a few minutes into that to then create huge, huge results, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, once you know what to do, then it's really just the how to do the good follow-up. Like what are some, you know, neat and fun ideas that you can do with people and things of that nature. So yeah, it can definitely be, it can be a ton of fun from your end too. I mean, it doesn't have to be this drudgery of, oh my gosh, I have to follow up with these people. You know, it can really be kind of heartwarming on your end too, because then the interaction you get back from them is what's always great. I mean, everybody wants to be that, you know, have that connection and that feel good. And that's what you definitely get back on your end, as well as the increased sales and business that goes with it.
What have been some creative ways you've been able to follow up with people?
Well, okay, so just to kind of start off, because what I always tell people, like especially when they're first coming in and meeting me and I'm talking to them about things, and they'll say, I'll give them ideas for moving forward with people. And depending on how you meet people, whether it's in person, sometimes if you have like direct sellers that are doing the home parties, or they're going out and they're setting up a booth somewhere and they're talking about their products and they're meeting people face to face, I always tell them to have a little like card, you know, that they have people fill out. Or, you know, if somebody gives you a business card, or sometimes you're doing some kind of giveaway, let's say you do have a booth or something, or you're meeting somebody face to face, ask them a few questions. And I always go by the POOF method, which is the POOF. So you always want to ask
them,
you know,
the POOF method, right?
Yeah, don't do that. But it's, you know, it's things you want to ask them about their passions, like that's the P. And then the first O might be their occupation. What do they do for a living? And the second O would be like their other activities. Do they like to garden? Do they like to hike? Do they like to read? Like what kind of, you know, hobbies and stuff do they do? And then, of course, the F is for family. Tell me a little bit about your family. Do you have kids? You know, are you married? What, you know, what's going on in your life?
Yeah.
And you can scribble those things on a piece of paper while they're talking. I mean, people don't mind. They're very aware that you're not going to remember after you've met 300 people, you know, for the day at a trade show or something. They know that you're not going to remember anything about them. So to scribble that down really quick is something great. And then you can use that information to filter in those good follow-ups. So for instance, like if I knew that somebody you know, had some kids and they, like, for instance, for me, like my daughter. So, you know, if I had been kind of talking with somebody and saying, yeah, you know, we've got a basketball tournament coming up this weekend or whatever, I would scroll that down really quick. And then I would be sure to send them an email following Monday or Tuesday and be like, hey, how'd your basketball tournament go? You know, how'd your daughter do? And it could be literally a text message, a Facebook message, or, you know, a quick email. I mean, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be overblown. The simplest methods are always the most effective. And I think sometimes people get caught up in that because they want to do this follow-up and this really, you know, making them stand out of their way, when in reality, like, just the touch point, just reaching out to people about something that's about them, really what really blows them over, because not many business owners do that at all. And it really takes all, you know, a couple seconds to send that Facebook message or that email, and you're done. You know, and then that creates the dialogue and you go from there. That could be a really fun way. And one of the things I tell people for all of their customers, maybe started talking, you know, all these customers that they've had sitting there, haven't learned anything about them. They don't know anything personal. Like, how do I and find out stuff about those people? And I always tell them surveys are a great way to do that. Like, I use SurveyMonkey. It's got a free version. So I'm always like, free ways to do things. But you can always ask questions, you know, and some of the other questions that I love to ask, you know, if you could be a superhero for a day, who would you be? You know, fun things like that, you know, kind of some, you know, obviously the generic type of questions, patients and things, but then throw in something fun like that. And you can use that for great follow-up. And to get people, okay, maybe offer up, you know, some kind of gift to the winner. Like, so that way you're only giving away one thing, chance to win something. It's like the lottery, right? You know, lottery tickets for their chance to win $480 million. But there's only usually one or two winners. And
right.
Yeah, so you don't have to do something for everybody that fills it out. One big thing that they have a chance to win. And that way it's easier to manage that.
No, I love it.
Yeah, that's a super easy way to go back to some of your customers. Plus, those customers that are still probably interested in whatever it is you're selling, or, you know, you may have 6,000 customers from before, but really only maybe 1,000 of them are like the hot type of customers that are still wanting to buy your services. So it really helps in on the customers that you really want to keep in touch with.
That's awesome. Hey, Jen, why don't you mention again, what was that that free resource, that survey you mentioned again? What was that again?
Yeah, that is SurveyMonkey. It's surveymonkey.com, and they have a free version, which is all that you need to. I mean, they obviously have upgraded versions that you can pay for, but the free version is all I use, and it works just great. The one thing I will mention on it is always make the first question that you ask people, what is your name and email? And the only reason I say that is because the first time I did it, I got back a bunch of responses, and I didn't know who's belonged to who. So definitely make sure that you do that so you know whose responses you're getting back.
Right. Well, especially in this context. I mean, normal surveys, you probably wouldn't do that because you're just surveying people. But here we want to remember things about people. That's very important, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. This, man, there's so many good things. I remember back when I was in college, I met the college president at one point, and I remember he asked just a few questions, kind of almost like your poof method, but he probably was more like off. I think it was the full poof.
Uh-huh.
It was just very quick. He was like in line shaking hands. And I remember he asked me, you know, the hometown I'm from, and not many people know it. Like I always tell people I'm from near Portland, Oregon. Right. But mm-hmm. for whatever reason at that time, I didn't quite equate that people wouldn't think that. So I just told him, yeah, I'm from Scappoose, Oregon. He said, what was that again? Scappoose. Wow, that's an interesting name.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. And you know, he knew my name and everything. Well, later that day, you know, I see him at the football game, and I go to introduce my roommate to him, and he looks at me, and he points at me, and he says, Scappoose, right? And I was blown away.
Wow.
He didn't remember my name, but he remembered that, of all things.
Yes, yes.
And I thought, oh, my goodness. And I'll tell you, like, it was like almost like I was like the person that just idolized the guy from that point on, because I thought, I want to mm-hmm. be just like him. I want to be the guy that can at least, you know, remember things about people and be able to make people feel special that way.
Absolutely. And you know what's crazy is you're telling us that story today, which means it really stuck with you and it really hit you. And
yeah, 20
that
years
is
ago,
what,
I'm still telling it, right?
But that's the whole point, right? I mean, that's definitely what you want, because you want your customers to still be talking about you 10 years from now to their friends. And, you know, then they say, well, who is that person? You know, like, I'm gonna go, you know, have her do whatever XYZ business thing for me, because if she cares that much about her customers, I want to be one too, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, awesome. I love that story. It's a great story.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how do you recommend people follow up best? I mean, what makes it easier for them? I mean, obviously you mentioned the client angel. I mean, is that really the best method to go, is using systems like that?
You know, it really just depends on the type of people, you know, the type of person that you are. A lot of people may still like their paper and pen method. They may like to keep things in a notebook. Some people are spreadsheet people. You know, they like to write things down in a spreadsheet and do follow-up. For me, I absolutely need something to tell me what to do every single day, because I don't have time to usually go into a spreadsheet or go into a notebook and look things up. But, I check my email and there it is, and I just go and do it. But, you know, it really just depends. Whatever method works for you and like, lets you do the follow-up or reminds you to do the follow-up or whatever that is, as long as you're doing it, then by all means, whatever method, definitely do that method for you. You know, it's
yeah.
kind of whatever works for you. But the most important thing is to actually reach out and do something with some of your customers. And, you know, maybe it's only the top 10% or the top 20%, but definitely grab a couple and start somewhere and see where it goes for you.
Right. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So Jen, when has follow-up really paid off for you?
Oh, okay. So I like to tell this story. It's kind of like the story that you have. When I first started in direct sales, and I was talking about, you know, like I started realizing I needed to do the personal, because I realized that all the follow-up I was doing with people was, you know, buy from me, have a party with me. You know, it just felt, it didn't feel genuine. Like I felt like I was always reaching out, asking for something and never giving anything back.
Right.
And there was this one lady, her name was Debbie Tile. It's crazy, I still remember her name. And she was a pretty good customer of mine. She bought a lot of stuff. But, you know, I reached out to her one time and just picked up the phone to see how she was doing and asked her, you know, about the products and all that kind of stuff, if she, you know, had gotten them in the mail, that kind of follow-up. But we just got to talking, and she had told me that her dog of, like, 17 years had just passed away, which, you know, I'm a huge animal lover like most people. And, you know, I was like, oh, that's terrible, you know. And she's like, but, you know, we've got a new puppy, but we can't pick him up for another 8 weeks because, you know, he's just worn and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's great. Good luck. You know, we finished up the conversation. And I remember thinking, you know what, I'm going to contact her in like 9 weeks when I know she's got the puppy home and all this kind of stuff. And so I just kind of made a mental note and put them down on my calendar. I can't remember exactly how I remembered to do the follow-up, but I did. And so 9 weeks later, I contacted her and just sent her a quick email and said, hey, I know you've got your new puppy. You know, how's that going? You know, I just wanted to check in on you and see how it was going. And I remember she sent me an email within about 20 minutes, and she had a picture of her puppy. And she was like, thanks so much for remembering. Like, I can't even believe that you remembered that. It was like, you know, 8 weeks ago or whatever. And then she turned around and placed a $300 order with me, which for me, that was a really big order. And but I never even asked her for the sale. You know, I didn't even mention the products. I didn't say anything. And I think that's when it really kind of hit me. Like, it felt good from my end to send that email and you know, kind of follow up with her about her puppy. But obviously it hit her in such a way that she was like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, I can't believe she remembered it. Oh, yeah, I still want to buy some stuff that she has or whatever. And it really just kind of transformed the way I did my business. And it wasn't just from, you know, hey, if I contact these people, I'll make more money. It was. It felt good on my end to remember to follow up with them and to pay attention and to hear their reaction when they were like, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe that she even remembered that about me," you know. So it was definitely good on both ends. It wasn't just the one way, like they were placing more orders and things like that, which was also good for my business. But it felt good from my end to also kind of be that person that remembered those things.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Well, that reminds me of an experience I had as well where. You know, my big thing is birthdays. Like I love, that's one of the reasons why I love connecting with people on Facebook is because, you know, I can stalk you on based on birthdays versus kind of having to type everything in. Right.
Right.
Kind of crazy
right.
though, because now I get at least, you know, 10 to 15 birthdays I have to wish happy birthday to, but I try to at least put energy into each one and, you know, and picture that person and just, you know, make it seem like it's a one-on-one thing for me. And,
absolutely.
One person in particular, like I, you know, before Facebook, you know, I remember I was, you know, I had met with him and his wife were completely broke. They had no real money at all. They spent like their last $500 to come to an event that I was at, and that was it, you know?
Oh, wow.
I gave them a few pointers. I met with them once or twice just to, you know, just kind of help them out and then send them on their way. And I remember they moved to Idaho, and then we kind of lost contact after that point. Like, they went and, you know, they moved out there, and I'd wish them happy birthday every year. And I'd send them an email or a phone call and just leave a message. Mm-hmm. Never got a return call or email usually. And just, you know, even in between, occasionally just follow up with them just to, you know, every 6 months, give or take, mm-hmm. and just see how they're doing, but never get a reply. Finally, about 3 years later, I get a call from this guy, Greg. He calls me up and he said, "Hey, it's been kind of a crazy few years. I don't know if you knew, we actually moved out of the country at one point." He's like, "I actually worked doing construction and, you know, working with, you know, building very big buildings. I actually fell, broke my back, nearly died.
Oh my gosh.
Came back to the States, healed. I'm now working, doing sales for a company in Utah. But hey, we'll talk later." Well, a year later, another year goes by, and then I get a call from him again. He says, "Hey, things have kind of turned around in my life now. We're actually doing really well. I'd love to see what it takes to work with you." And I met with them and found out that, you know, they started a dot com that was a very big kind of a health type of website or whatever. And next thing I know, he's making like $100,000 a month.
Wow.
I'm like, holy cow. And he said, he's like, "Man, I appreciate the fact that even though we didn't get back to you, I mean, you're always wishing me happy birthday every time. And so what does it take to work with you?" And I said, "Well, it's about $20,000 for the program that you guys would want."
Yeah.
Like, "All right,
yeah,
let's do it." You know,
oh,
and
my gosh. See, it's amazing, you know?
Yeah,
And you know, and what's crazy is, like, I'm so glad you told that story, because sometimes, you know, people will email me back and they'll say, "Well, I sent something and I didn't get anything back, so, you know, this doesn't really work." But, you know, really follow up. Sometimes it takes people, like you said, 3 years, and some people it's instantaneous, but, the point is you have to just kind of keep doing it. It just needs to become part of your daily routine. You know, grab a couple people and do some follow-up. The next morning, you know, two more people and do some. It doesn't have to be your whole entire list every time. It could just be, you know, two or three people here and there. So that's definitely something that I try to iterate with people. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of time and effort on it. Just a couple people a day is really will have huge benefits for you. And, I love that. It was funny how you said you always do birthdays, because one of the things that I love to teach also is to hit people up on their half birthday, which is always fun. It's kind of like another touch point for them. And nobody ever really celebrates a half birthday, you know, like, "Oh, you're halfway through the year, you know, congratulations, you know, halfway to your next birthday," or something fun, you know, like, it's kind of out of the box and nobody really does it. And it could be another, this is a really great touch point for your customers.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. Man, they say don't sweat the small stuff, but I'll tell you, the little things mean a lot, don't they?
Yes, they absolutely do. That's why I said, like, you know, when we're talking about, like, time constraints on people and people are busy, you know, follow-up really doesn't have to take a lot of time and effort. It could be something super simple, you know, or maybe you're, you know, at Rite Aid or Target or Walmart or wherever, and you know, you see a bunch of just blank cards, you know, that are on sale. Grab a couple of them. You can always, a handwritten note, like, it's super quick and easy, makes a huge difference to the customer on the other end.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, Jen, this is awesome stuff. I don't think we can say enough about these subjects, for sure. You know, if somebody does want to use your system, they really want something to have their follow-up, how would they get in contact with you or be able to learn more about the Client Angel?
Sure. Well, it's super simple. You just go to www.thecliantangel.com. And when you go to that site, you can grab – I have a free ebook there. You know, it's called 12 Ways to Make Your Customers Love You So Much They Invite You on Vacation with Them. But you can check
that
out. There's a cool video on the front page, you know, a little bit about the Client Angel, a little bit about me. And, you know, shoot me an email. I'm happy to talk to anybody if they have questions or they want to, you know, have some ideas thrown their way. I mean, that's definitely what we do there, so – happy to help any way. But, yeah, it's just theclientangel.com.
Awesome. Jen, thank you so much. You've been a wonderful guest today. I really appreciate your time and your ability to share this with us. I know this is valuable things, and I hope people took great notes.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it. And hearing your fun stories, too.
No, I've got plenty.
I know, me too. And we could talk for hours about this stuff.
I know. That'll be the after show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, well, thank you so much. And everybody else on here, thanks for joining us this week. Make sure you join us next week. And make sure, again, follow up with us. Check us out at www.moneyripples.com. And join us next week as we come back again and try to give you as much value as we possibly can so you can live a great and prosperous life today. So you can create that ripple effect of freedom and prosperity that will ripple throughout your life, your family's life, your friends and family, community, and country, and across the world. This is the ripple effect we're going for today. So join us next week as we'll come back again and have another great episode for you. Everyone, make it a great week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.